started back in high school. I wanted to be a shoe designer. I figured out what I had to do that, and that happened to be industrial design.
Did you imagine things that you could do with shoes?
I mean, I just love, shoes, the aesthetic of the shoe.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really into, like, Nike, Adidas. I don't know, just a big, like, sneakerhead, I guess you could call it. And so that just really intrigued me, and I wanted to do that as a career, and I still do. From there, I did some research on where I needed to go to school and what I needed to do. And I looked at a couple of different schools out of state, but they were pretty expensive. But I saw that Stout had a good program, and it was relatively inexpensive. We got the reciprocity, so it was a good deal.
Have you been learning the kinds of stuff that you're going to need to become that shoe guy in the future?
I have. The work world is a little different than school, but I think before coming in, I didn't really have an idea of what industrial design was and what it all entailed. And coming into school, you get a bigger picture of everything that goes into the design process, from doing research to doing sketching to picking out materials, doing final models and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
That all can apply to the shoe industry, I guess you could mm-hmm. say.
What kind of specific classes does a person involved in industrial design have to take?
Starting out freshman year, you do basic classes, so they call it foundation, so like drawing, where you're drawing with like charcoal and different pencils,
mm-hmm.
and like 2D design, and then you're on the 3D design, working with 3D forms and three-dimensional forms. And then going into your sophomore, you start industrial design classes, and you get to learn like the design process that you would do in the real world. So going from like doing research on a problem, and then designing around that problem, and then figuring out a final solution for that problem.
And then later on, you just embellish all that stuff?
Yeah, and then later on, as you get into your later years, the classes get harder. The school brings in like companies that we work with. And then going into senior year, you do two senior thesis shows. So one each semester on one big project that you do the whole semester.
Mm-hmm. The release that I read mentioned the term the umbrella as an art form. Tell me about that. What's fascinating to you about that?
Well, when I was doing research on what I wanted to do for these glasses, I was just looking at different forms, and I don't know if I was watching something or looking at something, but I saw the umbrella, and I really liked the arches from the base of the umbrella. And I don't know, it just really intrigued me. So I decided to design around that. And then the girls' like design aesthetic was kind of, they have kind of like this wild, like out there, kind of punk rockish style. So I thought I could adapt that form into their style.
Our guest is Luis Santiago, a senior at UW-Stout. He's an art major with a concentration on industrial design. We became aware of him through a release that mentioned that some sunglasses that he designed have been getting some pretty big notoriety. So that's what we're chatting about, and we're getting a little bit of a background on Luis and what he has done in the past and what he hopes to do in the future. I did visit the Coco and Breezy website. Compared to some of the others, at that site, your designs are rather tame. I read that you're working on some other prototypes. What can we expect from Luis in the future if you're going to continue working with those folks?
Yeah. As of right now, I'm not 100% sure as of what's going to come. I'm going to be working with the girls more on seeing what they want and getting them a lot more involved in the design process. With that frame I did, it was kind of a first step for them. They were doing something different where they would customize glasses, and then they brought me in to have their own frame so they could get into production and kind of build the company up. For the future, I'm not 100% sure right now. Just expect some good stuff, hopefully, if I keep working with them.
Tell us about the process of product design. I mean, does it start with just one little spark? Or a need for some product that's looking for development? I mean, I know it is competitive, so tell me how does the idea start and then blossom?
It all depends. Like with what I did with these glasses, it was more of an aesthetic thing and a fashion thing.
Mm-hmm.
So there wasn't a whole lot of like problem research in it. Whereas if you're designing, say, some kind of medical device,
sure,
you got to have a lot of background research and field research on what the problem is, and then you design around that problem, mm-hmm, based on things that you saw in your research.
Yeah, that makes sense.
With the glasses, it was more of what can make a lasting impression and what looks good for the fashion world.
Do you think you have right now, or do you think it's important to develop a style that becomes recognizable as being your own?
Yeah, that's very important, especially when there's a lot of designers out there, and industrial design is growing rapidly. So having your own style is definitely something to have, more so behind the scenes, so like within, like with your sketching and with your rendering, rather than like your final product. Because a lot of designers work for either a company or they work for a firm, and being a designer, like a big time designer, is not something a whole lot of people do. So having like a sketching style or a rendering style that can set you apart can really, mm-hmm, get you far.
A little bit ago, you mentioned the term real world. You've had your taste of it a little bit through the revelation of these glasses. What's the difference between, you know, what you're trying to do in college and the real world? And is Stout doing a good job preparing you for that real world?
Yeah, Stout does a great job doing that. I think with school is just a little different because, for the most part, you make up the project. You're not actually designing for a company or anything. It's just more of like for the grade or for your teachers.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess ultimately for your portfolio. But in school, you go through the whole design process. So from research all the way through the final product. Whereas in the real world, I may not be doing research, or I may not be building a final model. I might be just sketching and rendering, or I might be just doing research on something. So in the real world, the steps, I guess, change. Like with the glasses, I didn't make the final model. We had it produced, or even the prototypes we had produced somewhere else.
You had to do kind of a 3D thing, though, didn't you?
Yep. I made a 3D CAD model, and then we sent that off for production. So
I can see where, you know, a person has worked hard to become something and to educate himself. I can see where it would be enticing to have, you know, a piece of your work recognized, and then, you know, you're flown out to New York and you have to look at these things on the runway and stuff. I can see where a person would get caught up in that kind of whirlwind and say, man, you know, I can make a lot of money doing this. And the tough part would be for me to think about making sure within that whole whirlwind you are maintaining a good perspective on things. In other words, you're not losing, you know, the application of fine art, and you're using what you've learned. You know, it's like a college football player suddenly deciding to jump to the NFL, you know?
Yeah, definitely. It feels like that. Like when I went out to New York, I was like, whoa, this is crazy. But I don't know. It's just a start, I guess. I still have a lot to learn. I can get a lot better. I have friends here at Stout that are really good. I think even better than I am, and they're doing big things. I just happened to get a break. I had a chance to design something for somebody, so I don't know. You got to stay humble and just know that there's people out there going after it just as hard as you are.
Well, it sounds like you have a real good, healthy perspective on everything. Thanks, man. Be sure to remember Wisconsin Public Radio when you get to be real famous, and give us an interview then, too, will you?
Most definitely, anytime.
All right.